There has been a long-standing tradition throughout history when entering someone's abode, someone's vessel, someone's property, you tend to ring a doorbell, knock on a door, ask permission to come aboard if you're going on a vessel. If you're at a gated entry, you ring the chime and you talk through the intercom and you ask permission. Digital entries in buildings within inner cities have digital codes that you must first request digital entry to get access, or communicate to someone who lives there through the telecom and ask them for entry. Now, this tradition goes back as far as mankind can remember. And contrary to what people might want to say about how America unfolded when the initial colonists, for lack of a better term to call them, although at the time they were not colonists, they were explorers. When the initial explorers came here, and let's face it, we all know the initial explorers. Now, I don't know where you're thinking that came from. Some people's minds are going to immediately jump to Christopher Columbus, whereas others will jump to Eric the Viking. And believe me, you, those were not the original ones, as there's evidence of interplanetary, cross transatlantic and cross Pacific communications and exploits going back as far as we have records. So this tradition is long-standing. If someone shows up at your house and you're eating dinner with your wife and kids, and they just walk on through the front door, they walk into your living room, they plop down, they take the remote out of your hand, and they change the TV set to what they want to watch. Then they go up and they dim the lights. They go to your refrigerator and take some drinks and food out. Go to your cabinets and take some more food out. They begin using your appliances to cook the food and make some popcorn in the microwave. You and your wife and kids are supposed to do what? Tell them where everything is? Sit there graciously and just watch it happen? I mean, why do you even have to watch it happen? You guys were doing your own thing before you were interrupted. This is what we are being told. If we don't allow to happen, then you're racist, you're sexist, you're misogynist, you're this, you're that, you're the other. We all know it's a farce. Our country's been infiltrated from within. This is being allowed to happen. And you have to ask yourselves, why? Now, when boarding a vessel, you have to state permission to come aboard, and then they will let you know. And let me be clear, you have to ask that even if it's one of our own vessels or if it's a foreign vessel. Now, if it's your own vessel, let's say if you're in the Navy and you're stationed on that vessel and you're returning from shore leave, you have to ask permission to come aboard, and then they'll let you know if it's okay to come on board or not. You can't just walk on board willy-nilly. You have a domicile there. You live there. You're serving on that ship. You're putting your life on the line on that ship. And yet you still, when coming back from shore leave, have to ask permission to come aboard. Now, let's say you want to go visit a buddy who's in a different military. You know, we have friendlies. They serve in friendly militaries, and you made friends with one, and you want to go visit them on their ship. Again, you have to ask permission to come aboard. But since it's not your own ship, then you have to state your purpose. What's your purpose? Oh, my purpose is to visit my friend. Well, who's your friend's name? Oh, it's Sheila. Sheila who? Sheila McEnany. Oh, Sheila McEnany who? First class private Sheila McEnany. Oh, okay. Let me check with her and see if it's okay. See what I mean, guys? Nobody can go anywhere willy-nilly. Yet we're supposed to accept the fact that anyone can just enter our house. And make no mistake, our country is our house. And let people do whatever they want to do with our TV, our refrigerator. And guess what? It doesn't end there with just watching that show. They realize the programming is not acceptable. They want to change the programming to something they like. The groceries are no longer acceptable. They don't like what you're eating. They want to get what they want to eat. But guess what? They don't want to pay for it. They're going to order you to pay for it to fill up your own fridge with food they want to eat in your own home. That's what's happening at the border. That's what's happening with illegal immigration. And when I say the border, I'm talking about every 50 states. You live in a state. What states does your state border with? Illegal aliens. And we can go back to when it was even not a bad thing to say illegal aliens. Remember the Genesis song, right? Illegal aliens with Phil Collins? I mean, come on. They mocked it. And somehow we went from illegal aliens to undocumented people to migrants. They're always trying to change the language to make it seem like it should be acceptable. And again, I don't care what you call that person that entered in your house while you're trying to eat dinner with your wife and kids, watching your favorite TV programming or not watching it, whatever it is you guys do when you eat your dinner. And in walk three people that don't live there, but they're claiming they do now. How would you react in your own home? I'm not being facetious. And everyone's response is, well, we're all migrants. We all came here, blah, 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 blah. No, speak for yourself. Some of us are indigenous. And some of us came here legally. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about all of us not being migrants. Did you not catch what I said in the beginning? It's permissible if someone knocks on the door. If those same three people knocked on the door and I went and answered it, or you went and answered it, and they said, hey, we're travelers, we're not from here, we're having a hard time. Do you have any food to spare and maybe some lodging? I wonder what would happen. Gee, I believe on a very famous night with a star so bright, that's exactly what happened. And someone was born in a manger. But that's not what they want. They don't want to ask permission. They want to take. Taking is stealing. Stealing is illegal, and this is why we are going to pass a law making all illegal entry into the United States felony trespass. More on that in a minute. If you are hearing this message, then you are now part of the cause. Join our newsletter now, UnitedStatesNation.com. U.S. Okay, so check this out. I'm hungry. You might be hungry, you might not be, but eventually you will be. Do you enjoy hamburgers? I know I do. Do you have a favorite hamburger establishment? One that you just, every time you crave it, you gotta go there, right? It's like, man, nobody makes the best hamburgers but that place. Maybe it's a steak. Maybe it's a pizza. Whatever it is that you crave when you crave it. Chinese food, Mexican food, sushi, barbecue. You getting hungry yet? Okay, so check this out. Let's do this together. I'm going to hop in my car. You hop in your car. Ride with me where you're at. I'll ride with me where I'm at. And you go to your favorite establishment, and I'm going to go over here to my favorite establishment, right? We're going to vroom, vroom, vroom all day long in the little car until you get there, okay? So you can either stop, edit, or whatever, the video until you get there, and then resume so we can all be at the same place at the same time, so to speak. All right. So I'll allow you to go ahead and do that. Go ahead and get in your car. Go to your favorite establishment, the one where you just love the food. You're hungry. You're starving. You want to eat. All right. Turn off the thing, pause it, and when you get there, turn it back on and we'll resume together. 3, 2, 1. Gotcha. So you're there, right? Okay, great. I'm here, you're here, we're all here. You're at your favorite restaurant. I'm at my favorite restaurant. Man, that food smells good and I am starved. How about you? Okay, so go ahead and head on in. Oh, that's sweet. Someone opened the door for you. Wow, I didn't get my door open for me, but that's great. I'm going to pursue. Wow, this place is busy today. Whoa, look at that. Look at the place packed for lunch. Hey, don't worry about all that. Someone's coming up to greet you at the door. Hi, may I seat you today? No, that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and... no worries, sir. Go ahead. They assume I'm going to go and sit at the bar. That's what they think. But, watch what happens. Now, you may not be at a place where they greet you. You may be at a fast food joint. Whatever. Just follow along with me and do what I do. You're not going to walk up to the counter. You're not going to go sit yourself at a table where a waiter or a waitress is going to, you know, properly wait on you and take your order properly. No, 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 no. Why would we ever do that? That's ridiculous. Here's what we're going to do. Let's walk into the kitchen. Okay. I'm almost there. How about you? Are you in the kitchen yet? Great. Wow, it's busy in this kitchen. Holy mackerel. I don't know about the kitchen you're in, but this place is slamming. And look at what everyone's cooking. Oh my gosh. Well, hey, I know what I want. I'm sure you know what you want at your place. So go ahead and proceed over to the cooking station where they make what it is that you want. I'm going to do the same over here. Now, when you get there, here's what I'm going to do. Hey, buddy. Yeah, you. Get out of my way. What do you mean you're not going to get out of my way? I'm asking you to get out of my way. Who am I? Don't worry about who I am. I'm here to make my lunch. I'm here to cook my own damn hamburger. What's wrong with you? What the heck? Man, this guy just punched me. Can you believe that? This guy just punched me. Oh my God, they're escorting me out of the kitchen. What's going on over here? Hey, what's going on? I don't know what's happening in your restaurant over there. I just came here to get my favorite meal. And all of a sudden, these a-holes are escorting me out of the kitchen, out of the restaurant, after assaulting me and punching me. What's wrong with this place? This restaurant is the worst restaurant in the world. This restaurant is racist. This restaurant is misogynist. This restaurant is anti-this. This restaurant is anti-that. This restaurant is anti blah 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 blah. Yeah, exactly. We the people see what's going on. And it's no different than in your own home. And someone walking in and doing this to you and your television, your food, your household, raping your kids, corrupting them, giving them ideologies you don't believe in, and furthermore, bringing drugs with them that you do not necessarily want anyone in your household doing. So, there's a remedy for this. There are laws on the books, and we can debate this in the mainstream till the cows come home. But, you know, the two-party dictatorship likes playing monkey in the middle with we the people. So we need a new solution. And one of those solutions is to raise the penalty for illegal entry, no matter what you're claiming, whether it's asylum, whether you're an immigrant, whether you're a vacationer, whether you're coming for this reason, that reason, the other reason, you fell out of the sky, a stork brought you, it doesn't matter. If you entered our borders illegally, it's a felony due to international law and state law and national law. You broke three major laws, so it is upgraded to a felony. Now, this has radical effects on how that person will be treated, no matter what country it goes to after that, whether it returns to its own country, whether it stays here. And yes, we have a path to citizenship. We love all humanity, no matter where they come from. And if they really want to be in the United States, they should have a right to earn a path to citizenship. The two-party dictatorship is not offering that now. They're playing monkey in the middle. It's a ping pong game. They want to increase their voter rights in their districts by increasing the amount of census. And we're on to this. And they don't think we have a means of using their weapons to our advantage. And their weapons to our advantage are the people they're bringing in. Because guess what? The problem they keep having is once these people they keep bringing in, which all are intelligent people, see what is really going on, and they want to pursue that American dream that they came here to pursue, and they realize that living in my house, under my rules, under my conditions, with my wife and my kids, they cannot pursue that because I'm going to beat the living fucking crap out of them. Then they realize they should have entered my house with permission, or they should have built their own house right next to mine, and we could have been great neighbors and great friends. Or they should ask my permission, and maybe I would have rented them a room, maybe gave them a room. The two-party dictatorship does not want to have a solution because their solution is division. Their solution is to keep us embroiled in argument. Like I said in the opening podcast, go back to the original televised debate with John Fitzgerald Kennedy against Nixon, and they're still debating the same topics the two major parties are debating today. How can they not fix shit? What is the definition of insanity? Doing something over and over and over and over again, expecting to get a different result. So I ask you, in all honesty, why are you still voting Democrat or Republican?